many fools believe they are watching me from America now? Because according to the realm of the spirit, the country and the location you live in has another name in the spirit. Mark chapter number 5, from verse number 1. And they came over unto the other side of the sea, into the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately they met him out of the tombs, a man with an unclean spirit. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him.
Yes.
And he asked him, what is thy name? And he answered, saying, my name is Legion, for we are many. That simply means the person's name was not Legion. But the demon's congregation was called Legion.
Yes, sir.
So the man wants to say, my name is John. But the demons took over before he mentioned his name. So he said, my name is. And then the demon said, Legion, for we are many. May no one finish your sentence this year. Verse number 10. And it says, he besought him much that he would not send them away out of the country. You can sit down. Notice that the demons were crying out, don't send us out of the country. Yes, I understand the biblical text can say a country, meaning a village. But in this case, demons are realizing they are in a village, but they are calling their village a country. It is only fools like some of you that believe you live in Zimbabwe. Let me say it this way. Fools believe they are watching me from America now, because according to the realm of the spirit, the country and the location you live in has another name in the spirit, and it is your duty to realize and find out and research and fraternize with the name of the country you live in. I know you're not getting this. If you don't get the country you live in, you will be a slave and a victim in the spirit and in the natural. Because spirits understand something you don't know. Spirits understand this country you think you are in is not a country. If you go to Colossians 1:15 now and it's kissing, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every what? Creature. For by him were all things created. That away, starting from where? Heaven. So there is another world somewhere, heaven, and that are in the earth, visible and... That means there is another country that is invisible, that is power over the visible. Your problem is, you think you are going to get ahead in life using your degree. That country you are using this degree on, there is another degree in the spirit that need to be recognized before your natural one.
Amen.
Ever heard of a man who considered to be the luckiest man on earth? Frank Selak. A music teacher in Croatia. What he did in Croatia was simple. He just got born. That's it. And the man was traveling by train. One day he's traveling by train and the whole train misses the rails and everyone dies except Fran Selak. He comes out a year later. He's on a plane. And the plane started falling. All the engines fail. And the plane's door, the latch opened and the door blew off. And Celano was pulled out of the plane. The plane crashed, everyone died. Celano fell on haystack and survived. 2 years later, Celano is in a bus, and a bus goes off the road, fell off a cliff. Everyone dies except Franz Celano. A few years later, he's driving. He decided, I'm not using public transport. He's now driving. The engine blew up. Everything caught fire except. 2 years. 2 years after he's driving again, the engine caught fire and fire came out the, you know, those air vents. And Celano is alive. You are still hearing me?
Yes.
2 years later, he was hit by a bus.
Wow.
He survived.
Yeah.
A year later, he's driving a mountainous area and the road is meandering like this and a truck driver veered him off the road and he fell. The whole car dropped how meters and meters down, blew up. They said, where is Fran? Found him hanging in a tree. Ah. 2003, he's sitting in his house. Everyone is like, this man just survives everything. 2003, he's sitting in his house and he saw a lot of adverts. In the first time in 40 years, he said, let me play lotto. He hit the grand one. No, you're still not getting what I'm trying to say. Your problem is, you think he's lucky. No, he is in another world. So when spirits are looking for death, they don't locate him. You are not hearing what I'm talking about. You are not hearing what I'm talking about. Am I talking to somebody here? Imagine the power that demons are looking for somebody, but that somebody doesn't live in the world you live in. He is aware of another world that is different to the world you see him in. Only fools own property by title deeds. I said only fools own property by title deeds. There are people who own property using another way. They get to a certain location and say, the title deed is necessary on this earth, but I need other title deeds. I speak to somebody here. You might not have the title deed. You might not have the money. You might not have the title deed. You might not have the money, you might not have the title deed. But the reality is this.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
There is a world beyond here.
Amen.
Where men and women are made in the spirit.
Amen.
And there is a world beyond here.
Yes.
The problem is you think you're going to get into that country by being good. Your problem is you're not really acquainted to the realms of the spirit. You are too much connected to the natural. So what happens in the spirit never records anything to you. So you think really when we pray, do you realize something? How would you feel if you are the ruling party of a country and you hear somebody calling the other party to take over? Not tomorrow. No, that same day. No, you're not hearing me. All right. Let me try this. You are the father in your house and the wife is there. And I'm now calling, bringing another husband and telling the husband who is there that I've brought a new husband. You are bringing what? War. Put our father here. 1, 2, 3, read it. Our father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Stop. No, stop. You see, you just went. You never saw that you declared a warfare. You are telling another kingdom that's operating that I want another kingdom to come.
Yes. Yes.
Every prayer you do is a warfare. I know you're not listening to me. The moment you say, thy kingdom come, what about the kingdom we have?
Yes. Yes. Yes,
we know it. When we're in primary school, our father, art in heaven, la la da da la, ma la ma. No one knew what it was.
Yes.
To say repeat it, you would repeat it. To say write it. So hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. You are calling another kingdom to control another kingdom that is operating, and you think you are safe. You people are playing. You thought your prayer was just a talk to God. No, it's a changing of governments. You are saying this government is not working. Now I need another government to operate on my... And the other government is hearing you saying it. Demons understand you don't live in Africa. You are the only one moving around saying, I'm African. Demons are saying you are spiritual. So in the country of the living in the spirit, you are not who you think you are.